Don't call me.
Seven, six, five.
Commission, we are streaming and recording, and we're ready to go whenever you are.
Okay. Then we'll bring to order the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for Tuesday, October 10th, 2023. And we'll start with roll call.
Commissioner Lee Young.
Present.
Commissioner Dana Hennis.
Present.
Commissioner Jim Main.
Present.
Commissioner Ginny Greger. Commissioner Brian Clark.
Present.
Thank you.
Okay, and first item up is our consent agenda.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. And so first up under public hearings, we have case number 23-0N-AN, annexation for Cottonwood Crossing. And Mr. Hanson.
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Doug Hanson, Keno Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street. The application before you this evening requests to annex approximately 82.20 acres with A, agriculture, and C2 area commercial zones at the northwest corner of 10 Mile and Columbia Roads. The east parcel fronting 10 Mile Road is proposed to be approximately 27.52 acres with a C2 zone. The west parcel will total approximately 54.19 acres with an agriculture zone. The proposed agriculture zone lands will be donated for a University of Idaho endowment. The University of Idaho will take possession of the property upon the settlement of the Guido Estate, and they must maintain ownership of the property for at least 100 years. Tonight's request is for annexation only. The applicant is not proposing development of the site at this time. In the future, with any development proposals, the applicant will be subject to all development requirements, including the dimensional standards as they appear in CUNA City Code. Staff has reviewed the proposed annexation for compliance with CUNA City Code, Idaho Statute 50222, and the CUNA Comprehensive Plan, and should the commission recommend approval of the annexation, staff recommends the applicant be subject to the proposed recommended conditions of approval as outlined in staff's report. I will stand by for any questions.
Okay. Are there any questions for Doug at this time?
No.
Not at this time.
Okay. Then the applicant, please come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Elizabeth, just make sure that you turn that green. The red light to green, there you go.
Good evening, Planning and Zoning Commissioners. My name is Elizabeth Kekeritz. I'm with Givens Pursley, 601 Bannock, Boise, Idaho. With me tonight are the property owners, Joe and Kathy Guido, as well as David Crawford, our engineer on this project. We want to thank Doug Hanson and the rest of the development team staff, as well as Morgan and really everyone in the city of CUNA for their assistance with this project. We think that with their project, with their input, this is a really solid plan that we're coming back with, where we're requesting the annexation of this property, making sure that we meet the concerns of the community that were raised at the last hearings, while ensuring that we also are meeting sort of the City of CUNA's goals, the comprehensive plan, what they're looking for in the future. You may remember that the Guidos were here before you last spring, and at that time they also presented an annexation and zoning application, but that plan included some high residential housing component. You recommended approval, but at that point in time, the City Council was a little nervous about the whole thing, and so they ultimately denied the project. So here we are. We've reworked it. We've talked through different things, and we are now coming back with a very similar project just without that high-density residential included within it. In fact, there is no residential included within this, and I'll show you in a moment. Any future residential will require to come back before you for a zoning change. Well, oh, I remember this is twitchy on me. So the site, as it was just mentioned, is approximately 82.2 acres, and we're on the northwest corner of 10 Mile and Columbia Roads. It's currently used for agricultural purposes, for farming, and the Guidos intend to continue farming the 52 acres of it that will remain agriculture until their death. They're also proposing a boundary adjustment with this that will carve off the property on the hard corner. The property that is zoned, that's proposed to be zoned and remain zoned agriculture, is part of University of Idaho endowment property that will pass to them upon the Guido's death, which they're saying is not going to be for at least 20 to 30 years, and then it will remain with the University of Idaho for another 100 years. And importantly, anything that the University of Idaho wants to do on this property, other than use this for agricultural purposes, they will also have to come back before you for a rezone in the future. The intent is for them to leave some sort of legacy that can really serve the residents of CUNA now and in the future moving forward. The property is designated mixed use on the land use, on the future land use map. It is, which shows that they recommend at least two uses. That's what we're proposing here. If you look at the map, this is entirely consistent with the property directly to the east, which I know is the Durant's property, which they currently have no plans to develop, but it is mixed use. The property directly to the south is also mixed use, and the property on the hard corner to the southeast is commercial. So the city's intent is that this eventually will develop with commercial uses on this corner, and that will especially happen as 10 Mile, with that intersection punched through Cummings, it's just such an easy straight shot down I-84, and it just gives people a second opportunity and option for getting into the city of CUNA. The zoning, it's currently zoned ag. We are requesting the two zones we've talked about. You can see there are already commercial zones coming to this area. The hard corner directly to the east is zone C1, and Kitty Corner is C2. One of the questions, oh, and it's really hard to see on this, is what is allowed in the C2 zone and what's allowed in the ag zone? Especially because City Council was really concerned with the future residential development here. These zoning designations simply do not allow residential housing. You probably can't tell very well looking at it from where you are, but in the A1, in the ag zone, the only thing that is allowed is a single family residence. And in the C2 zone, you can see there are zero marks there. Residential use is simply not allowed. And this chart does list out multifamily, townhome, single family. It includes all of them, and it's just not allowed, which hopefully will alleviate some of the concerns moving forward. One of the challenges with this property is that there currently also is no sewer service available to the property. And so we are proposing a development agreement where we do not enter, where there is no development until sewer service is available to the property. The Guidos are also amenable to including within it, and there have not been many discussions on this yet, some uses that maybe are less desirable on the C2 that are still allowed in a C2 zone, like an archery range. There's some things that they certainly are willing to also include in a DA that they would not be interested in include in having on their property at this time. They're really looking for just the hard corner commercial, sort of what you think of as a commercial property there. One question that comes up regularly is, we know the roads in this area are busy and they are just getting busier. This road, 10 Mile, is designated a five-lane principal arterial in the future. It is also part of the city's entrance overlay roads. And Columbia is also designated an arterial. Within the next, 5 to 10 years or so, both these roads are going to be widened. And ultimately, 10 Mile is going to be a five-lane road with a center turn lane. There has been some concern from neighbors and people around that it's getting more and more difficult to turn into the properties along this stretch of road, that it's hard to get in and out. However, the truth is the development is what pays for these road improvements. And by doing this, there will sooner be that third. It'll start out by just getting widened to the three lanes, one lane in each direction with a center turn lane. And just having that center turn lane alone is going to allow traffic through here to flow much more smoothly, much more rapidly, and actually should help alleviate some of those concerns on getting in and out of some of the businesses in this area. As I mentioned, one of the most exciting things about this is that it's going to the University of Idaho endowment lands, hopefully not for some time, but once they have it, they will hold it for 100 years. Any uses, one of the questions is, well, what are they going to do with it? And education has been changing so rapidly and so much recently, especially in the last few years, that it's really being provided with very few strictures around it, so that the university can look at what's best, what are their needs in the future. However, one of the discussions has been the Guido's currently farm it. They've got lots of fruit trees on the property. Is that they would love to have some sort of ag-based extension campus there. However, that is going to be left a little bit more open so that the university can really meet the needs of the students in the future. This does meet, I've got several pages of this. This meets a lot of the future, the comprehensive plan goals. This is very appropriately located commercial. It's on that hard corner. It's designated mixed use. It's on a major arterial as people come off the interstate, as they're coming into CUNA. It also really helps with a lot of the education. Like, there isn't something like this here in CUNA yet, and so it's pretty exciting that there can be something coming in the future where there can be some sort of higher education campus here. There's just more comprehensive plan economic goals, supporting the economic development, but also still having that ag base is something that I think this project is a really nice mix. Lots of economic goals. They're all in your packet as well. And so with that, we are requesting a recommendation of approval to the City Council. We believe this project really meets the city's economic goals, the city's educational goals. It really does provide a unique opportunity in the future. Knowing that nothing can be developed at this point in time, it's also a win for the city because they're going to start receiving the property taxes from this property without actually providing really much in the way of services yet. And the Guidos are amenable to a development agreement to address any concerns you may have. And with that, I will stand for questions.
Okay. Are there any questions for the applicant at this time?
No, I can't think of anything. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. Okay. Then go ahead and open up the public testimony at 6:13. And this is last time everybody that comes up will have 3 minutes to offer your thoughts on and concerns. And if we go through the list, applicant will have a chance to come back and help address some of those concerns. And with that being said, let's see. I see David Crawford, you were still in there, but we weren't marked whether you wanted to testify or not. Okay. All right. Then first I have listed in opposition, Beverly Wolf. Please just state your name and address for the record, please.
Yeah, Beverly Wolf, 3420 West Commemoration. So I think I'll go more to the neutral because some of my questions were answered about the designation of commercial to ag, which that's an awesome donation to the school. My concern with the C2 was the intensity of that type of development. But if you're really not going to build until there's sewer there, I guess there's going to be a delay. The traffic, however, is still continuing to be an issue because according to the ACHD reports, 10 Mile and Columbia isn't designated to be considered for development until 2025. My concern with the forever lauding of taxes from commercial is the incentives and the tax credits they get. As of 2017, commercial developers were needing to invest $3 million to be in the designation to get the tax incentives. Now they only have to invest $500,000. They get tax credits on investments, they get real property tax credits, they get full or partial property tax exemptions for up to 5 years. So I just want to know, how does that help the schools? Maybe somebody can give me some numbers at some point on what commercial taxes have actually gone to help the schools. I mean, I'm not against what these people are trying to do. There's a lot of awesomeness here, but I still have issues with all the commercial, with all the mixed use. Every place that there's ag that you want to put commercials, and you should put one in, the one next to it, oh, well, we can flip that now. I mean, I've sat here and listened. You know, oh, yes, we can flip that because that one's this. So just wondering, they want to protect some agriculture. I think that's awesome. I want to protect agriculture. But the way things are being done so quickly and sparringly here, here, and here, well, okay, well, we did it over here and we did it over here, so now we can do it in the middle. When are you going to look at the bigger plan? When are you going to look at what you've already approved? When are you going to look at the impact that it's got on the taxpayers and the people that actually live here? This isn't a case where it's an out-of-country developer, and that's nice. But those are coming, or they're already here. And those people don't support our taxes. Those people don't stay here and live with the consequences of what we do. Most developers make an investment in infrastructure, but it's only in the adjacent part of their parcel. So if the road needs to be widened next block over, guess who foots that bill? We do. You guys have to impose levies and taxes and increase our taxes. So I'm just asking, when are you going to look at what you've already done and is a bigger picture working? It's been several years now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next I have listed and marked to testify David Coleman.
Thank you, but I'll pass. All right.
Then that is all that I had listed that were marked to testify. Is there anybody here that wanted to testify that did not sign in? Okay. Seeing none. Of the applicant come forward if there's anything she had to in response to anything that's been said to date.
No, we'll just stand for any questions.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Then with that, I guess I'll close the public testimony at 6:18. And that brings up our discussion on the application.
Well, I'll start out, I guess. You know, I do remember the previous concerns of the previous projects, and to me, this looks like they've really taken into account what the adjacent neighbors really had the issues with of the the high density, and I appreciate that. I really appreciate what they're presenting for the city of Kuna for future, you know, what they're trying to do. And by going to a C2, which doesn't allow for residential, it just provides for commercial services at that area, which we need interspersed throughout the city, you know, to kind of reflect what the previous speaker said is, you know, some of these things we do want jumbled through the city so that we don't have to drive into town to get groceries when we don't need to. We've got smaller stores that we don't have to go clear across town, and same with services and dentists and medical buildings and stuff. So I see the use of what they're trying to do, and I think this is an appropriate area for it. It's going to be a major area. It's going to provide those services without doing the high density, which was the main concern that we all had. So I appreciate what they've done. You know, I really do. So
I'll have to agree with Dana here. I think that with what's going on 10 Mile Road coming from the interstate south, it's probably important to disperse some commercial over there to keep people from having to go east several miles to hit Meridian Road to do what they need to do for shopping. I think it's inevitable that 10 Mile is going to be a five lane all the way into Kuna in our lifetime. So I think that the fact that we've done away with the high density residential is beneficial in that area.
I don't think I have anything to add to what you two have already said. I like what they've, how it's been modified.
I don't have much to say. Like Dana said, this is a good location for the commercial. Just by way of proximity, I'm not sure how I feel about it being across the street from Big D, but you know, if I could put a moratorium on ag going forward, I would. But reality being what it is,
but I think this is as close as we get on a lot of
correct
what they're giving to the U of I. So
yeah. So as far as that's concerned, I mean, I love that use, and it's a good location for the commercial. So I don't have any questions. I don't think.
Okay. Then I guess I. There aren't any other questions or concerns?
In that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we recommend approval of 23-07-AN, annexation for Cottonwood Crossing with the conditions as outlined in the staff report.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. All right. Motion carries. Thank you. Then, see the next item up on our agenda. Under business items, or actually, we'll just take 1 minute pause here. Anybody that wants to, that's exiting. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Then the next item up. Under business items is case number 23-12-DR, design review for Napa Auto Parts. And I think, is that going to be Troy or Doug?
Good evening, commissioners. For the record, Doug Hansen, standing in for Jessica for Kuna Planning and Zoning, 751 West 4th Street, Kuna, Idaho. The applicant requests design review approval to construct an approximately 6,144 square foot auto parts store, associated parking lot, and landscaping located on future Lot 4, Block 1 of the Asheville Acres subdivision. The 6,144 square foot main floor is proposed to have retail space on the west one-third of the ground floor, with the remaining two-thirds providing for part storage, an office, two restrooms, utility room, and at-grade loading dock. An approximately 2,816 square foot upper mezzanine will be provided for additional part storage as well as the mechanical units. Per KCC 593C9, one parking stall is required for every 300 square feet, or 21 total stalls, with one of said stalls being ADA accessible. The proposed project provides 24 standard stalls and one ADA accessible stall, thus meeting the requirements. An approximately 40-foot landscape buffer, as measured from back of existing sidewalk along Meridian Road, is proposed on the west. A 10-foot landscape buffer is proposed on the south, and an approximately 10-foot landscape buffer is proposed on the east. Landscaping for the subject site is proposed to maintain existing Meridian Road frontage landscaping, as well as sod, deciduous, and evergreen trees, shrubs, grasses, and perennials. Upon review, staff finds the application appears to be in general compliance with CUNA City Code Title V, the Comprehensive Plan Future Land Use Map, and Idaho Code. Staff recommends that if the commission approves case number 23-12-DR, that the applicant be subject to the conditions of approval as listed in the staff's report. With that, I will stand by for any questions.
I only have one, I think, at this time. Has J&M had a chance to review this, and are they okay with the location of the trash enclosure and approach?
For the record, Doug Hansen, CUNA Planning and Zoning, it does not look as though J&M has provided comments on this application. Okay.
Right. Are there any other questions for Doug at this time?
The only question I have, do we know if this will be an actual move for the existing Napa Auto Parts down in downtown?
Commissioner Clark? Oh, for the record, Morgan Treasurer, CUNA Economic Development. Commissioner Clark, the city is not in the position to make any comment on pending real estate transactions at this time.
Okay. Any other questions for staff at this time? No. Okay. Then, applicants here, if you'd like to come forward and please state your name and address for the record, please.
Okay. Hi, my name is Cassie Coate. I'm with ALC Collaborative Architecture. Our address is 1119 East State Street, Suite 120, Eagle, Idaho. Today I'm here with Jeff Likes, Principal Architect of ALC Architecture, and Ben Millick, Owner's Representative. This, just to answer that question earlier, this will be a move for the existing Napa Auto Parts. So this project's located at 1035 North Jackson Mill Avenue. It has a mercantile occupancy. It's in Ashton Estates, sub number 2. The zone is C1. And the site is half an acre. As you can see, the site plan, we are meeting the required number of parking spaces, as well as like grading and drainage. The triangle requirements and the setback requirements. Here's the landscape plan. The exterior of the building will be composed of gray split face split score CMU, gray smooth face CMU, gray 22 gauge vertical metal siding, storefront glazing, and a blue 22 gauge vertical metal parapet as well. The main floor is composed of a sales area, parts department, an office, two ADA restrooms, and a utility room. There will be a storage mezzanine with all mechanical unit screening and additional storage located above the parts area. And then in the, for the exterior of the building, you'll see that we have the required overhangs, display windows, architectural details, the required roof requirements with overhangs and parapets. And then here we have our 20%, 25% glazing on the two main facades. We have repeating architectural elements. Do you have any questions?
I guess I do. Looking at the elevations, I see, you know, the varying CMU types.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been any thought into giving any nod to any other material other than gray CMU around the entire building?
We're open to changing materials. This is just what the client wanted.
Okay. And along those lines, any other vertical relief for walls? I mean, I see the varying grayness, but any kind of a pop out or a pilasters or something like that? Has that been discussed at all?
We're
just
again
getting the prototype out of the box for the owner at this point.
This is what the owner wanted, but we're open to any conditions of approval.
Okay. Right. Any other questions for the applicant at this time?
No, actually, I was trying to figure out where the mechanical equipment was, and she answered that on the mezzanine, so. No, I have nothing further at this point.
Any questions at this time?
On the parking lot lighting, I assume that the lighting complies with the CUNA dark skies code.
Yes.
And back to Lee's question, they do have vertical metal siding on there, it looks like. I wonder if maybe they could add some color to that.
Yeah. A little difference in color or something.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe even if they went with a darker gray.
Okay.
Is that a
question for the applicant, or are we going to, I guess, before we start our discussion? If not at this point, then, all right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, then that'll bring us around to our.
Mm-hmm.
But it's,
I mean, I was a little concerned with the back. The back is all one solid face, whereas the other two, like the frontage road face and the entry face, are a little bit more, you know, have the relief there in the texture, but not so much in the color. I think that can be easily done, but what do we do with the back and the north side facing? East side facing the was it Jackson Mill Road and the subdivision to the rear.
Yeah.
I mean, do we carry something over there?
Yeah, I think so. Especially on the east elevation where it's just, it is, there's, if a pilaster, we can come up with a pilaster.
Yeah.
break that up somehow just a little bit more. It just seems...
Yeah, I feel like my biggest concern is just the vertical metal siding. I mean, it's an interesting look. It I hate to say it, but it almost looks tacked on because you've got the CMU going through and then siding. So, I mean, there's a look of existing brick with a siding expansion. That's a concern for me. I'd almost rather see a more uniform CMU look with some pilaster, a little bit of architectural relief.
Well, I think as I look at it overall, I think the site layout's good. Mm-hmm. Just, I'll start with those and then kind of circle back. But I think as long as we can get J&M's buy-off on the trash enclosure, for me, I think the site layout and the landscaping is all appropriate. Just kind of maybe just if we could just get a little bit of work on a couple of the elevations. I understand that some of the prototypical items that come from in projects, for sure. And it's a tough balance to get some of that separated and keep branding in that. But I think for me, if we can maybe ask for a little bit of relief in the form of maybe pilasters on the east elevation and maybe the south elevation, kind of break those up a little bit. I think that, are those pilasters a different material? Whether just to something to give a little more color to the to those elevations. Is that, I guess it.
Is the public hearing open still?
Yeah, I guess I'll ask you, you as the applicant, the question. Is that something that you'd be open to?
Yeah, Jeff Lights, 1119.
There you go. Sorry, thank you.
It's high tech. Jeff Lykes, 1119 East State Street, Eagle, Idaho. So in your reference to all the questions on vertical siding, something a little different, we have no problem maybe changing out that lighter gray vertical metal to a darker gray. That'll help that pop a little more. And then adding some sort of wainscot across the bottom of a different CMU as well to help break it up horizontally as well. That'll help your east elevation there.
No, I think.
Yeah, I agree that wouldn't be bad if they went the split face like wainscoting down there. I think that would be, or kind of a different level than the front. I'm not the architect. I'm an engineer. I'm not the one to be doing this. But I like the textural difference.
Yeah,
I like straight lines.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Well, I mean, how do we qualify this?
I think that would help me if they did add a different relief, whether it's split face for the wainscot, especially on those two pretty much blank elevations. As far as those go, and the color change on some of that vertical siding to it, to get the visual relief, at least. what are your thoughts, Jim?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think where the CMU meets the metal vertically, we need to put a small pilaster there, maybe a CMU, split face CMU that pops out 4 inches or so, just to break up those two elevations on the west and on the north sides.
Well, honestly, the wainscoting is,
yeah,
I think, a huge. Okay. I think that helps break that up.
I mean, I like the site in general and the way it's laid out. I think it's effective. I think the project overall is good. You know, I think I like the fact that it's still the same company moving over, not trying to bring some competition in. So I appreciate that. Give them a new spot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think with those items, I think I'd feel pretty good about that.
So in that case, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve 23-12-DR design review for Napa Auto Parts with the conditions as outlined in the staff report, with the additional conditions of the applicant to provide a little relief on the south elevation as discussed, with possibly a textural difference in the wainscoting, and a vertical pilaster element where the CMU meets the vertical metal siding on the west and north face, and the color, a little darkening of the color of the metal siding as discussed.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 You left the engineer to do this. Come on.
Hey. I would have been right there with you, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. And with that, I do not see anything else on the agenda. Anything from staff or? Okay. Then I guess I'd stand for.
Give me the wording again. I'll do it next time.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Seconded.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are adjourned.
That's really complicated. All right.